Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Saw what happened there. She's joining us next segment. She's got a lot to talk about in Australia, so we're going to get all the clips of the Australian police brutality and arresting old ladies and the people fighting back now and all the beautiful stuff that's happening coming up next segment. But I really want to air this Greg Reefs report that needs to get out, because the battle plan you see in Canada being used against the people there is the battle plan for every other country. This is big pharma, corporate tyranny. This is how the cowardly corporations launch their attacks. So here is that report. Trudeau deploys globalist police force.
Our government has been in close contact with the mayor of Ottawa and municipal and provincial officials. So far, the RCMP has mobilized nearly 300 officers to support the Ottawa Police Services and is ready to do more.
Rather than face the Canadian people, Justin Trudeau is sicking his police on them. Governments have been hiring globalist players and thugs for years. Meet Peter Slowly, known for being woke. 7 years ago, as deputy police chief, Peter Slowly said that being black made him a suitable candidate for Toronto's next police chief, and claimed a more important factor was his experience as a United Nations peacekeeper, an international police force known for raping and pillaging communities under the flag of peace. It was reported that there was much animosity when Slowly was not chosen to be Toronto's first black police chief. And a year later, he resigned. During his resignation speech, he bragged about tempting offers coming from the international private sector and went on immediately to join the company Deloitte, whose CEO sits on the board of directors at Pfizer, and who was awarded over $40 million by the CDC to build a vaccine management system. A couple months before the COVID-19 scamdemic, Peter Slowly was made chief of the Ottawa Police. While the world celebrates the inspiring human spirit coming from the people of Canada, their own police steal their gasoline to freeze them out. Families and children. And the foundations of an incoming false flag are now being identified. Meet Peter Downing, a former cop for the RCMP who was given full pay and a clean record after a criminal conviction. Downing is the head of Wexit, an Alberta separatist movement seeking to overrule Canadian law with decrees set by the United Nations, and funded by a woman who sits on the board of the Atlantic Council. The Atlantic Council founded CrowdStrike, which ties them to Hillary Clinton. They are funded by George Soros and the Ukraine's Burisma. They are considered a threat to constitutional order by the Russian government, and they fund Peter Downing's Wexit. Wexit has made itself a part of the Ottawa protests, and their connections to George Soros and the RCMP should be cause for alarm. People need to be on the lookout for state-sponsored shenanigans.
We've been told that one of the triggers or indicators where we know that they are going to physically move against us and start arresting us is when our media goes down. When all of our telecommunications devices do go down, when we go fully black, the next phase of this will be the public order units will move in on us and start kettling. This is it. If there's a media blackout of everybody that you're connected to with this freedom convoy, that's your trigger that you know something is up, and I would encourage you to make arrangements and immediately start heading to Ottawa.
Trudeau's liberals are now scurrying to pass their new anti-hate laws straight out of communist China, where a Canadian can be fined $70,000 and thrown in jail for up to 4 years for the crime of posting anything on the internet that the government deems inappropriate. reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not in the soil anymore. Most of it, the ocean, is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I don't mind you coming here.
If the government served the people, then the government would have nothing to fear from the people. But it is clear that now the government fears us. After years of persistent abuse of the Constitution, during which time they have betrayed, robbed, injured and killed the Australian people, we have had enough. And we are not alone. Internationally, the people are rising up peacefully against the unlawful and criminal excesses of those whom they have elected. Millions of good and decent men and women around the world have decided that this war for the world must end. And they know it will end when enough of us stand up and declare in one voice, no more. Here in Australia, the people are gathering in the nation's capital, Canberra, in order to communicate their intent that the Governor-General should meet his constitutional responsibility by dissolving the Parliament and appointing a new Executive Council in order to prepare for free and fair elections. In the long journey from barbarism to civilization, days such as these are rare. Seminal days, when a people bands together, putting aside their petty differences in order to secure their lives and their liberty. In other words, to earn their rights to their sovereign nationhood. Now is the time to play your part in the liberation of Australia. Now is the time to stand alongside your fellow Australians and resist tyranny. Now is the time to ensure your children and grandchildren are free. You are here because generations ago your ancestors sacrificed all for you. It is now time to pay that debt forward. Now, nothing else matters. This is not about politics. This is a non-political event. This is about our very lives and our very future. You must drop everything and get to Canberra as soon as you can. Some have made their way from far afield as Adelaide, Melbourne, and Rockhampton. What's your excuse? And they plan to stay until we win. Remain calm regardless of the force used against you. They will provoke a reaction which ultimately will see the use of police and snipers opening fire. This is a reality. Regardless of the force used against you, you must, we must, remain calm in order to win. Fly, drive, walk if you must, but we need an army of millions in Canberra to win this war. And we will win if you attend. Pack up as much food and water as you can. The people already there are sharing and cooperating as never before. If you can't find accommodation, sleep in your car. We must come together now. This is our time. We the people. Do it for your family and do it for the future of Australia. I'm Ricardo Bosi. I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
It's hour number three, Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. And to say we're living in epic times is an extreme understatement. Look at the power of humanity from Australia to Canada, from Germany to Brazil. all over the world, in Africa and the Middle East and across Asia. In Russia, people are saying no to the vaccine mandates, no to the vaccine passports, and no to Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset. Epic, epic, epic. And suddenly, as soon as people begin to demonstrate and march and say no, oh, the Democratic Party says we don't want to wear masks, we don't want to make you take the shot. It's whatever they can get, whatever the bullies can grab, they will do. Why was Australia and Canada and New Zealand picked as the main targets? Well, because the Anglo-American British East India Company, Cecil Rhodes Combine, that's not blaming the British people, but was based out of there, had a world empire through a corporate system already set up. The British Empire was a corporate system. And now the New World Order is just that system taking over. And, of course, it sucks dry the British and the Scots and the Irish and the Americans and the Australians and the Canadians and the New Zealanders that pay for it. We're the muscle of it, the ingenuity and the brains, but they're the parasite on top. So Syrian girl's been coming on the show since the whole Syrian conflict started, seems like a decade ago now. Her family was part of the ruling party there, actually got kicked out by Assad, but she was still against that false war, which has been proven to be a fraud, helped expose massive false flags and more with us. She's a geopolitical analyst and chemist. She's 100% Syrian to the core and comes from a former ruling class family that was deposed by the Ba'athist coup. She resides in Western Australia, where the crackdown on the unvaccinated is the worst. She is the eyewitness account of the COVID-19 measures having been implemented there. During her days at Pfizer, she was also a quality control chemist, and her job was to check the drugs were safe. And early on, she was pro-vaccine because it's a real technology, can really work and be great. But now she's turned against what's happening. She's on Twitter at Partisan Girl, YouTube, Syrian Girl Partisan, Telegram, Syrian Girl Partisan. Syrian Girl, I feel like your family. I've known you so long. You've come on so many times on all the shows. God bless you. I'm going to try to shut up because, you know, I interrupt a lot. You've got the floor to talk about why is Australia the main target? What's happening with these shots? We couldn't have a better person to really give us the inside scoop. So thank you so much. And I know it's really the middle of the night there in Australia, so thank you.
No, thank you, Alex. Thanks for having me on. It's always an honor to be here. You do such great work. You know, you've been fighting this since before my war in Syria. You've always warned us about the globalists, and pretty much everything you said was going to happen is now happening. I wasn't pro-vax, especially not a vax that's so experimental as this is. In fact, I made a video in 2020 in about April kind of exposing this whole thing, Bill Gates, ID 2020, but it immediately got censored off YouTube, and I saw the climate, what it was like, and I just sort of moved away and went to Telegram because I knew that the social media was going to censor it.
Well, I'm sorry for misrepresenting that. The point is you're not against vaccines in total, though.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Yes, that is absolutely correct. And in fact, at the beginning, I did think that the virus might be dangerous because I believed it was a biological weapon. Obviously, it's mutated a lot since then, and now it's basically just a cold. But I do think, like, my job for Pfizer was to make sure that these drugs are safe, and we had all of these rules to follow to make sure that's the case, and all of that's been thrown out the window. It's such a weird coincidence that I also used to work for Pfizer. And, you know, I've come on to your show to talk about Syria. But there is something that's really bugging me, and that's when they keep telling us to trust the science. Because, obviously, the whole point of science is that you shouldn't trust it. You should do experiments, you should get data, and then you shouldn't even trust that. You should continually test things. But for some reason, science is now being treated as a religion, and people are being forced to be part of an experiment. It's completely unethical. It's against everything we're supposedly told. But, you know, this is not the first time that Pfizer was up to no good. I mean, in fact, Nigeria is suing them for $7 billion for experimenting on children with an anti-meningitis drug, which ended up killing 11 kids. They have vaccines as well. Like, you know, I said I support some vaccines, but it's not like you can just assume that they're always safe. You know, vaccines have been pulled from the market before. We had the dengue fever vaccine, which they gave to 300,000 children before they realized that it actually caused them to get sicker once they got the virus. And we have AstraZeneca here in Australia, AstraZeneca being one of the COVID-19 vaccines in Australia, they pulled it from the market. And only like 12 months ago, they were telling everyone it was safe. And I find this completely, you know, it's like they're gaslighting us because we're not allowed to question things. And yet the very vaccines that 12 months ago they told us were safe are being pulled from the market. It's against everything you learn as a chemist and what we were told, supposedly, when we were checking for quality of these drugs. And I would definitely want to go on to talk to you about the biological weapons aspect of this, if I can, and how what we've been experiencing here living in Australia, you know, how this is a worldwide thing, because this is the World Economic Forum that's kind of pushing this thing from the top down, and they've somehow infiltrated all of these governments around the world. Certainly, they've infiltrated Australia heavily, and now it's not just about the vaccines. They're bringing in a digital identity in order to create a carbon quota.
Well, that's right. That's the wedge they use as the virus to get in. Once they have the global ID, they've got it all. Syrian Girls, our guests, stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Close to a decade, and she is a geopolitical analyst, chemist, and she has really been an expert on so much of what's happening in the world. So get into the big picture as an Australian, what you're seeing unfold, the Great Reset, what's happening in the country currently, and where you think this is all going. And then as a chemist who worked for Pfizer, the origins of this and where you see it going.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Well, if it's okay with you, I'm going to flip that around a bit and talk about my Pfizer stuff first. I think that's the contribution I can bring to the show.
Yes, please.
Thank you so much. Well, Pfizer, as I said previously, the company has some of the worst history when it comes to side effects. And you're right. I was never an anti-vaxxer. Obviously, I worked in the pharmaceutical industry. But in this case, I'm just shocked that they're coming out with vaccines, without even testing whether they're safe or effective. And clearly, they haven't been able to stop the spread using these vaccines. You know, you can still acquire the virus even if you take it. And yet, they're still introducing these mandates. They make absolutely no sense. And yes, as shown on your screen, you know, they're getting so much money out of this from taxpayers. Even though the taxes were used to create the vaccine in the first place, and any side effects that are happening, they have indemnity, so they can't be sued. It's complete garbage. But, I want to discuss a bit more about the biological weapon possibility or aspect of this. You know, there's a lot of suspicious stuff that was happening before. You know, you had Bill Gates came up with this ID 2020, just before, like in December 2019, just before the outbreak, where he was proposing this business model where you can link like quantum dots inside a vaccine as a form of digital identification. So the building blocks of this were already there. But the most important thing, I'm sure your viewers have heard of gain of function and whatnot, but the most important thing is, I can tell you guys, is that there's a 19-length sequence of the RNA in the COVID-19 virus that exactly matches that of a Moderna patent from 2018, which was for a HIV vaccine. And this is a bit more technical, but that sequence occurs in the most suspicious part of the SARS virus, the coronavirus 19. It's the furin cleavage site that has the sequence from HIV. That sequence has never occurred before in history, and so the chance of it occurring randomly in nature is like over 1 billion to 1. And a few days ago, Moderna just released a new HIV mRNA vaccine, so I wonder if that's just a coincidence. And I want to say that why are they so insistent on using mRNA? And that's because they want to insert RNA into people to create not just proteins, but what Microsoft are calling biological circuits, and what the World Economic Forum are calling hacking humans. I mean, these are the words from their own mouths. And I think that, these guys are insane because they themselves call themselves the global elite. I mean, I don't know exactly what you warned us about all of these years. And I think that it was meant to be a much more dangerous virus, But because coronaviruses mutate so rapidly, it wasn't as initially planned, but they're still going ahead and pushing with the agenda for digital identification. And, you know, here in Australia, like, I'm in the belly of the beast. This is you can see that the Prime Minister of Australia getting his instructions from the World Economic Forum. And, you know, they were just like patting him on the back because he was introducing digital ID. It shows you what their plan is. Their plan is that you can't go anywhere without informing the government where you're going, what you're buying. That's what we have here. So right now, I can't go inside a hospital. I'm barred from going to hospitals where people are being laid off work. Women are being turned away from hospitals and their babies. For some reason, also, I'm not allowed in the zoo. I don't know why they chose to shut down the zoo for the unvaccinated. But it's just like punishing people who have made a choice not to be part of the
experiment. Well, that's right. Again, Syrian girl, or Maram Sousaly is her real name. She's a chemist, well-known journalist. This is so huge. But I want you to go back, and then we'll come back next segment with more time and get into, first thing, you can't see old people in nursing homes, so they could kill them. And in Australia and the U.S., it was all U.N. runs, it was all the world. And then now saying children that are sick, parents can't see them, truly terrorizing people. We'll talk about that next segment. But going back, I remember the Indian University scanned the virus and said it's got the HIV spike protein man-made delivery system. And it turns out Fauci and Moderna and Bill Gates and others, as you said, have connections to it. And it's clearly man-made, and now top scientists have confirmed that. Now we're seeing all these extra HIV cases, HIV false positives for people that have had the vaccine. Even Forbes saying scientists warn that you've got an increased chance of getting HIV if you've had the vaccine. We know Fauci was involved in the rollout of HIV. We know this. So this looks very diabolical. And we know there's a lot of health problems with those that have taken the shots. But what we're hearing from a lot of scientists is it's actually turning off the killer T's in the white blood cells.
So the T cells actually, it's like the tumor necrosis factor. They fight cancer. So, it's part of your immune system. And, of course, it would, AIDS is supposed to be the disease that HIV causes. And that is where your immune system no longer works to fight, to mount a defense. The thing is that we don't even know what's going to happen with these. That's the most terrifying thing. We don't even know what will happen. The time is going to show itself. But the fact that Fauci was one of the leading scientists when it comes to AIDS, the links between this HIV 19-length sequence of RNA in that virus, in coronavirus, matches a patent that Moderna had since 2018 for a HIV vaccine. That can't be a coincidence. It's impossible. Like, it's scientifically impossible.
And it's not a coincidence that he ran the program of gain of function and that he lied about it. And he's a depopulationist. I mean, he's caught red-handed. This is insane.
Yes, and he was funding the Wuhan lab. I mean, it's just bizarre. It just also makes, I was also suspicious about the fact that this all happened in Chinese, like the virus was released during Chinese New Year. That's me when I was in Pfizer. Yes, so it was just when people were about to travel. So it was kind of like the perfect timing for a disease to really spread. Which was the intention, I believe, of releasing it at that time.
All right, stay there. That is just so huge, and it's admitted. It's even in the news. Oh, he's got the HIV spike patented. It popped up in this in the lab he ran, but it's all natural. And they approached the Pentagon about wanting to release it in China in 2017. I think you probably set them up, but they said no. I mean, you can't make that up. Syrian girl is here with us. She's a chemist. She worked for Pfizer. She's been a long-term guest of us. And we'll talk about the Great Reset and where she sees us going and how we beat it and more straight ahead. Tell everybody you know, tune in. And once this video is archived, share it. This is a big deal. She's the real deal. Stay with us.
For only 72 hours, our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com. There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. BesetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out. It's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So back in late January and early February, 2 years ago, in 2020, we warned from the scientists and researchers we talked to that this so-called vaccine could give people HIV and then AIDS. And here's Forbes in October, 7-8 months later, saying the same thing, but now HIV cases are exploding worldwide. Syrian girl, who I should call chemistry girl, is here with us, worked for Pfizer, you name it, well known to this show for her other journalistic activities. Please continue with all your research and what you want to impart to folks.
Well, I thanks so much again. It's always been an honor to come on your show. You've always been fighting good fight. It's astounding that, again, I have to say, what you warned us about, the global elite, it's happening, and it's just an honor to be in the same fight. You know, it's us against them at the end of the day.
Well, I mean, back at you, but I don't get the credit. I was reading their own documents, and I knew they were going to plan this, but yeah, we said they'd use a virus, they'd have lockdowns. I mean, they had all this planned, so that was my question to you, and I forgot to ask it. I think a consensus is forming about globalism, depopulation, the biomedical tyranny. In fact, we know it's forming. What's your view on that, and how do you think the dark side, the globalist, strikes back right now? Because they were winning the last few years, but things are turning against them, in my view.
Absolutely. I think they're being very ham-fisted with this digital ID stuff, especially in Australia. It's not like they're saying it's about the virus. They're saying, oh, here's digital ID. You know, like, this will save us. But for some reason, this, like, they've introduced this app called the GovID. So GovID, till COVID became GovID all of a sudden, was GovID all along, probably. So this app is actually connected to the welfare office and the tax office. So what they want is when, and this is the head of our state, the premier, Mark McGowan, very much hated at the moment. You know, he's just out there telling us, next time we're just going to, nobody votes on this, nobody was consulted, we're just going to do this digital ID, and if you don't do it, you can't work, you can't eat, you can't sit in a cafe. I mean, I've been turned away from cafes, turned away from movie theaters, I can't leave the state, I can't leave the country, I'm basically a prisoner in my own country, and you become a second-class citizen. That is what we are living here. And a lot of people, they don't want to take the vaccine, but they've been forced to. And then they'll say, well, most people took the vaccine, so they must be going along with it. Well, they don't think they have any other choice, so they can't feed their families. I know people who have children who can't get a job because they're unvaccinated. And these people are scientists. So, I just wanted to say about the global agenda, you know, the prime minister here, the head of the country, he is getting the pat on the back from the World Economic Forum. They have many, many plans for this. They want to introduce a carbon quota. So basically, they want to introduce scarcity into petrol. This is a science thing as well. They kept telling us that oil is caused by fossil fuels. As a matter of fact, it's actually caused by the crust and the magma and the pressure between them. So if you were to dig super deep, you will hit oil. That's why super deep wells are happening. That's why Russia and America are now one of the biggest oil producers in the world, instead of being Saudi Arabia. So, you know, so now they need to reintroduce scarcity so they can make money off it, and that's where the carbon credit thing is coming. And I do believe that with this GovID, these QR codes, they're going to introduce a carbon quota. So you will not be able to go, for example, to the next town over if you've, had your carbon quota filled for the week. And you'll
That's
have
right. Even if you have the money, you can't do it. In fact, the UN, Davos Group, the people that are tuning in, admit, we're going to get the digital ID for medical shots. Then it'll be the carbon ID, the social credit score, that tracks everything you do in live time. That's why they're putting kill switches in all the cars, everything. Total control.
Yes, you won't even be able to start your car without this QR code saying if you have carbon quota. And I bet you the billionaires, it won't affect them because they'll be able to pay to offset their carbon. That's what they'll say, because that's what they're saying now when it comes to jets. And all of the things that were, not compulsory, they were voluntary, will be made compulsory soon.
And that's the official plan. It's not even debated now. I mean, Obama has a huge $20 million deal right on the water in Martha's Vineyard. He's got another huge mansion in Hawaii. But they say 10 years ago, all of us would be flooded. It's all a giant power grab, all a lie.
Absolutely. I don't think it exists. This anthropogenic.
Yeah, you're a chemist, and I've talked to a lot of chemists. They used to think that the oil was fossil fuel, but now they're saying that it just keeps refilling. Even old wells that my family's had in West Texas for 70, 80 years that were dead wells have now been reopened. They just filled back up with oil. What's going on there?
Yes, it's the abiotic theory of oil, and actually it's been known for 100 years. It's just that they've continued this lie of fossil fuels because they want to introduce scarcity, just like the beers, you know, they keep all the diamonds away from the market to introduce scarcity.
Yeah, that's right. Diamonds aren't even semi-precious, folks. There's mountains of them in Africa. De Beers will just kill you with secret police if you try to get them out. And then they call anybody that sells a diamond that they don't sell a blood diamond. Really, all their diamonds are the blood diamonds.
I wanted to say about how to fight this. I'm part of the movement here to resist this. I've spoken outside of parliament in my state.
Tell us what's happening in Australia.
Yes, well, we have protests regularly. At the moment, there's the Australian Peacemakers, headed by Nick Patterson, which is organizing some of the biggest protesters, biggest protests. I have the honor to speak at some of them. And there's a group of police officers that are suing the government because they don't agree with the mandates and they don't want to, like, put people in prison for nothing. And they're fundraising right now for the legal fight. Unfortunately, they're using GoFundMe. We're working on changing that. There is now a convoy in Canberra. They are occupying the capital is Canberra, not Sydney, and they are occupying that. It's not as big as what's happening in Canada, but we are a small country, and unfortunately, people here are just very laissez-faire, very blasé about things, and they just, a lot of them, even though they're not happy about it, have just gone on with it. So we're going to just have to hold the line and mount the resistance for this.
Absolutely. What do you think comes next?
I hope that, enough of this movement keeps growing and people's frustrations keep growing, especially because they're now pushing for the booster shot, that maybe people who have taken those two shots are now finally going to say enough is enough. That is the optimistic view. The pessimistic view is they're going to drag us kicking and screaming into the what they're calling the fourth industrial revolution or the Great Reset. And they want to, in their minds, they're dreaming of creating synthetic biological machines and hacking humans and changing our DNA. That is what's happening there. There's wars as well everywhere, of course, to mention the war in Syria. You know, they're still, the sanctions are still going. Our oil is still, we don't have access to our own energy resources. This is about, a prison, and they're making the world into a prison, this is the resistance. So the thing is, we have to look at Australia. We're hoping that Americans will be able to resist this better than we can, because you guys have a constitution that actually is much, much better than ours. So and you guys still have weapons, so don't get rid of those.
Well, that's right. People always want to say America's got problems. Is it free? And I agree. It's like the best house in a bad neighborhood. But you notice we're better off than most other places. We have to be leaders and say no, not just here, but worldwide. Then some Australian media says, don't get involved in our politics. Or, well, wait, this is globalism. This is Klaus Schwab. The UN, Big Pharma's doing this to you. They can take over Australia. They can take over America. We all have brotherhood, sisterhood, solidarity with each other. And so this is all our fights. America is Australia's fight. Australia is America's fight. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Syrian girl, chemist girl from Australia. Now I'm going to host a little bit of the next hour with some big breaking news. I've probably gotten, no exaggeration, 30, 40 phone calls in the last 3 days asking me if this is real. And of course it's real. It was officially funded in the spending package. Biden put it out. We've got links to the DHS and to the Department of Health and Human Services. They're now handing $30 million worth of crack pipes out to black people. Now imagine if I said, I'm going to fund $30 million to give watermelons to black people. The left always says that's a racist thing. Or what if we were going to give $30 million of fried chicken to black people? You'd say, man, that's really racist. Hey, by the way, that's northerners, nothing against them. They would see southerners and blacks that moved up north in the last 100 years frying chicken and eating watermelon, and they made a joke that that's what black people ate. So the North always makes jokes like Southerners are making fun of watermelon or fried chicken. No, we're going to take your watermelon and fried chicken. No one's making fun of black people for wanting watermelon and fried chicken or chicken fried steak or chitlins. That's, everybody eats that in the South, okay? My grandma cooked that. I cooked that. I love all that. I love all of it. But the point is that imagine if he said, hey, I've got cornbread for the black people or whatever, because the North thinks that's a black thing, too. Well, yeah, they call it soul food up north. We just call it southern food here in the South. But imagine if Joe Biden said, I'm going to supply $30 million worth of watermelon to black people. It would be a big deal. But crack pipes, oh, cracks for black people. He helped give blacks double and triple sentences, so did his vice president, if they got caught with crack instead of regular cocaine. Some folks, for their first offense, got 30 years. So, I said I'd cover this next hour. I'm kind of covering it now. You read this, you look at this, and they say, black people are discriminated against. It actually says this, Soros pushed this. It doesn't, they don't have nice crack pipes like Hunter Biden. I'm serious. If you're a new listener, this is not the Babylon Bee. This is not the Onion. I'm not joking. This is real. Everybody's asking if it's real. Yes, it's real. Siri girl, why do you think they're doing stuff like this?
Maybe the CIA needs more funds now that they don't have the opium from Afghanistan.
Exactly.
Because as I heard that the heroin trade is drying up because now there's all this synthetic stuff that's just basically taken over from the kind of heroin you get from opium. So maybe he needs like the CIA needs a crowdfunding campaign.
And but imagine if I was a white guy walked around, say, somewhere in Austin, I went to a black church and said, oh, black people, I brought crack pipes for you. It says crack pipes for black people. What the hell?
I'd be extremely insulted, and I know Biden has a long history of racism. It was even against, he was for segregation on buses. He's always slipping up. I believe he said that he's only able to, he thanked black women for stocking his supermarket shelves, I believe. So, yeah.
He also says, so, like, I really like smart people and black people. That's a Joe Biden quote.
Yeah. But for some reason, he can get away with it, just because he's a liberal or a Democrat.
Well, imagine if I said, for every black person listening, just send a self-addressed envelope, and I'll send you a free crack pipe, because I know you like to smoke crack. When the CIA, as you know, came up with the ingredients for it, how to do it, 10 times more addictive, and dumped it on black neighborhoods in the 1980s, which is declassified now. I mean, you can't make that up.
They're still doing it. I mean, I don't know, it's not even a conspiracy theory. It's just, it's a fact.
I mean, here's an example. We got a couple of great black folks working at this office. We don't think of them because they've got dark skin. We think of them as great patriots. But imagine if I walked up and I said, hey, you're part African or you're African. How about I just give you a crack pipe? They'd probably get mad, and they should. I mean, it doesn't even make sense.
And when it comes to the CIA, you could see that just after 2001 in Afghanistan, as soon as they went into Afghanistan, you can see on the graph that suddenly there's an epidemic of heroin addiction in the United States. It was like clockwork. It's clear that they were dumping those drugs on their own people. It's disgusting, and I can't believe that this is even a headline. It is a clown world we're living in now. I do want to say in the last minute though, if we can, I just want to warn everyone that it's not just going to be the carbon quota to stop you from traveling. What they can do with those QR codes is, for example, if you're on a list, so let's say you're protesting and you're on a list, say you're against the government, your QR code, your digital ID is not going to work on public transport anymore. They're going to say you're not allowed in the city anymore. They're also going to say, for example, here in Australia, they've introduced new laws that are called anti-association laws. So certain people can't associate with each other, and if they're caught, that they can go to prison. They're saying that they're specifically targeting bikies or bikers.
They're talking about $50,000 fines, Australian dollar fines, if you're rude to the person that asks for your vaccine proof.
Wow. Well, imagine a scenario where in the future, you go to a cafe and you both have digital IDs. You tag in with your QR codes. The government automatically knows that you're both at that cafe at the same time. And there's anti-association laws that if they deem that you shouldn't associate with each other, that could be illegal.
Which is what this is all about. They admit that's what it's all about. This is so draconian. But this is really a response to people saying no to globalism, no to the left, no to the New World Order. I see all this as a desperate gamble under their Great Reset to maintain control. And I think it's backfiring. What do you think?
I really hope so. I think that what I see in Canada with this convoy of truckers is so inspiring. But the fact that they've been there for 2 weeks and the government hasn't caved, it seems to me they're so, like, married to this, pushing this through, that they are really prepared to destroy Canada to get this digital ID established. And
but that's the point of the digital ID, exactly. That's the paradox. They want siege, the lockdowns to crush the economy. So now truckers are taking over with their own peaceful siege to point that out, but it actually makes the globalist happy in the end, unless we make it all about the Great Reset and how, oh, you don't like our siege? You started the siege. I think if you use it as an educational system about the Great Reset, then they will back off. But it's important what the message is from the truckers.
I think that the truckers are taking the siege out of the government's hands, and they hate that because it's about control for them. They're saying that you want to siege the unvaccinated, how about everybody gets sieged? I think that it's a successful tactic. I realize that they don't, the state doesn't care about whether or not they destroy their own economy, but the people might start to get annoyed about that. And I wonder what their reaction would be. My hope is that Trudeau just has to has to step down. That would be ideal. But I bet you he's on the phone with Carl Schwab every day. Because Carl Schwab was filmed admitting that he has Justin Trudeau in his pocket. The thing is that when it comes to disease and funding for cures, there's so many diseases that are so much worse and more deadly. And no amount of this amount of funding never went to them. I just want to point that out. You know, this is why has there not been more cures found much faster if we could just throw money at it?
Sir, I know it's the middle of the night or early morning for you, but look, we got to go to break. Do 5 more minutes with us because I want to ask you about Klaus Schwab and the globalists. Thank you so much, and why they would brag about ruling cabinets and controlling prime ministers and leaders, including many of the prime ministers and presidents around the world. That's coming up. You can find her on Twitter at Partisan Girl, YouTube Syrian Girl Partisan, and on Telegram Syrian Girl Partisan. We'll be right back in about 2 minutes. But first off, ladies and gentlemen, I love Joe. He's a good friend of mine. We hung out for like 6-7 hours the other night, and he's great. But Joe's got plenty of money, and he's able to fund himself. People like InfoWars, we're not able to. And they're trying to shut us down, ladies and gentlemen. And so if we don't get your support, we will have to implode, and we will have to really curtail our reach and our effect and all the great reporters like Greg Reese and Christy Lee and so many other people. And it took us decades to build this infrastructure. We need to keep it on air. Plus, we've got great products you need. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. The UN admits over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. It's so important for children, young people, adults, old people. We have X3, all three types of high-quality iodine, deep earth iodine and two other types, for $19.95. That's 50% off. This is absolutely pharmaceutical grade, highest quality. InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off. That funds us. And, you know, I told them a week ago to end the sale on vitamin C and zinc, the megadose, and the whole food multivitamin. They didn't. It was about to sell out. I said, well, Morgan coming in for months. Take it off sale. They didn't. It's still on sale. 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com and 25% off our entire catalog of the highest quality herbal food ready to ship. Haven't done that deal in 4 years at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. And that's going to end on the evening of the 13th. So you got 2 days to get 25% off of herbal food now at InfoWarsStore.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.